Good evening. It is so good to see everyone. Well, maybe not one person. I was sitting down there while Kimberly was testifying. She had the little boy standing up there on the pew. Wouldn't you know, he looked over at Autumn. He winked at her, Byron. And then he gave a little grin like he knew what he was doing. Oh, it's funny. It's been an interesting year. Somebody give me a blessing from 2020 that you haven't had before. Grandson. Yep, John just held him up. I could give you at least 30. One of them sitting down there on the front pew. Yes, thank you. I told her she could preach tonight, and she said she was okay with that, but she wasn't asked. So next time, Kimberly, the rest of them that I mentioned were all the young ones that I get to spend every day with at school. Sometimes they can be aggravating, but they have been blessings to me. And the new place of ministry and responsibility that he's placed us at, it's been a real blessing. Anybody want to share with me real quick? I don't get to see you or talk to you much. Talk to me. What's that? Faith that was built through COVID. Talk a lot about, you know, the dark times that's been happening. And it grieves me when I hear about the deaths and the destruction and all that. I hope we don't talk about the darkness too much. But I hope during this time that us as the Church of Jesus Christ still humble ourselves before him and pray with fervency. Because we talk about how helpless we are sometimes. We're not helpless. We may come to the end of our control or in our strength. But also stand up for truth wherever we get the chance to. And like I and I don't me and Autumn haven't had children yet, but I spend time with children every day. Be faithful to teach our children the truth that comes from God's word. It's just something I've been thinking about through the time we talk about darkness and hard times and things we don't understand. We need to be faithful in these areas. I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 19. The chapter before, it's the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel, where he challenged the prophets of Baal and really all of Israel to call upon their God to prove himself. It didn't happen. Elijah prays a short prayer, but one that was full of faith, as it was mentioned, faith. And God answered, and a miracle took place. And then there was a promise of rain. You noticed in that chapter, God was so good. And then the very next chapter, chapter 19, Elijah flees for his life. He gets scared. And he kind of wonders what God's doing. Chapter 19, verse number 9. And Elijah came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Well, let's just stop there real quick. You know, this morning we talked about in the center of God's will. God shouldn't have to ask that question if you are in the center of his will. What are you doing here? You notice that if we ever drift from the center of God's will, that's when we start doubting. And rightly so, because we're not where he wants us to be. So God may seem distant and we don't understand what he's doing. just something I thought of when I was reading this. God shouldn't have to ask us where we are. If he does, then we must not be where he wants us to be. Verse 10, and he said, Elijah said, I have been very And God said, I have been very, I'm getting all mixed up. I'll get it. This is Elijah speaking. I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with a sword. And I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, and the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still, small voice. I want to ask Kimberly, would you pray for me tonight? Memory was made around the table this afternoon about how scared I was of the dark growing up. That wasn't true. It was actually Jonathan that was the one that was scared of the dark, at least. This made me think of times when we're scared. Elijah was scared, and he was asking God pretty much what's going on. You know, the wind can be a scary thing. I'll tell you a time when I was growing up, I was scared because in the backyard, there was a giant maple tree that I couldn't see the wind, but I could see what it was doing. And it would sway that tree back and forth. And I was like, how can that tree be so strong and hold up all that weight? I just knew sometime, any moment, it was going to collapse. And either it was going to hit the building behind, the church on this side, the garage, or the house. I couldn't see the wind, but I knew what it could do, and it scared me. I've seen a tree fall before. I knew what destruction could happen. I remember when the tornado went through Evansville, real close to the house, and later on we drove past where it went through, and just destruction, flat in the area. I knew what the wind could do, and it was frightening. So the wind may destroy. It may take things away, and it may break your heart. I'm not talking about the physical wind now. The wind of life may take things away, and your heart might be broken. A fire can be a wonderful thing. Fire is heat, is warmth. I like to burn candles in the house. I like especially those wood wick candles that crackle and pop, and they smell good, and it's comforting if it's contained, if it's under control. But you don't leave a candle burning while you go away, do you? At least I hope you don't. Because we never know that something might happen that might cause that candle to tip over, or if we're burning something, you know, I think you guys burn trash around here, but we keep it contained. Never know when something might happen. And if it gets out of our control, it will scare us. We will do our best to stop it because we know the destruction that can happen. Fire can be useful. It can be comforting. The fire of life, God has it under control. A word of encouragement, God has it under control. I'm also reminded of a time, it was actually just right out here, Dad was burning leaves. I don't know if he remembers this, but I don't really remember what happened. All I remember is that all of a sudden I was engulfed in the smoke of the leaves. You know, leaves put off a lot of smoke. I was engulfed. I could not see. It was blinding me. I was coughing. I couldn't see which direction I was facing. It was thick. I was disoriented. And you know what happened? Dad called to me. He said, come this way. I couldn't see. All I could hear was his voice. In the midst of the fire, God is still speaking. also reminds me of the story of the faithful dog of his owner that worked out in the forest, and he always kept the dog with his lunch in a clearing, went off to do his work, and one day there was a forest fire and swept through the forest, and the owner got out, but he didn't have time to go back to get his dog. And later on, they went back to that spot, and they found where the dog had stayed true to his job, because he was assigned to guard his lunch. And no matter what happened, that dog was faithful to his job. And no matter what happened, no matter what came, the fire came through and burnt him, but he was faithful to accomplish his task. So the fire, it may blind you, and it may harm you. You know, Dad also mentioned this morning about if you ever got burnt or singed, and I remember when the grill out there kind of blew up on me. Oof. Singed my eyebrows, singed my hair on my arm, and it smelled terrible for a while. All I'm saying is that it may blind you. You may not know where to go, and the fire may harm you. An earthquake is sudden. An earthquake causes things to crumble. An earthquake gets your attention. Another time when I was little, I remember it was just a little tremor. It just kind of shook. It rattled the things on the wall. It rattled the lamp. And I don't remember what I was doing, but I remember that I stopped and like, what was that? What's going on? It only lasted for maybe less than a second, but it got my attention. And I hear of the destruction that earthquakes can cause. Earthquakes. It may cause things to crumble. It may cause something in your life to be exposed that you don't want people to see, that you don't want to be brought up again. An earthquake may cause things to crumble and expose things that you have hidden. So the wind may take something away and break your heart. The fire may blind and harm you. The earth may expose something hidden. But there is a still small voice. Did you hear that? Are you listening? If I told you that God was actually speaking tonight, would you lay everything else aside and listen for that still small voice that's still speaking? I've been trying, doing my best to hear the voice of God. I started getting up even earlier in the morning just to spend time with him, because I've realized all the more in the last few months how much I need him, how much I need to hear from heaven. And in these times where we talk about darkness and trouble and hardship, there is still a small voice speaking. Are we listening to him? That still small voice is still saying, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." And we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. What shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, convinced, for I know that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. That's the uncertain part, because we don't know what's to come. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the good God that he was back when we were spending, you know, nearly $5 in gas. You remember that? Just as good as he was a couple weeks ago when I paid less than $2. Things change. Country changes, the economy changes, life changes. He will be good again tomorrow, whatever that may hold. Through the week, through your life, whatever. Search the scriptures for God's promises. But even if you do that, you know, that's, you know, it might be nice to read. But as that verse says, are you persuaded that whatever is to come, you will trust in him? Through the wind, through the fire, through the earthquake, how are we going to handle it? What is our attitude going to be? Are we going to still be humble before God and seek his face? And be intentional in our walk with him. Let's stand together tonight. It is really good to see everyone again. I still feel like this is home. This is family. Thank you all for coming tonight. Thank you for your attention. Brother Rick Moore, would you dismiss us in prayer?